Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and I'm here today with Brian, who's going to be taking your calls today, because today we are doing a call-in show. And what that means is that you can call me at our toll-free number, 800-930-2819, with any question or concern that you may have. And, you know, that can be in any area that you'd like. Each week, I'm going to be here at the same time, the same day, and we're going to be discussing the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional psychic and medium, teacher, and author for a long time, and I love what I do. I believe that we're all psychic also, and that our intuition is connected to our soul, and it's our most powerful and natural wisdom. During this show, today and in the future, I hope to empower you to access and develop this part of yourself, because as you do it, you're going to find that your life is going to improve in so many ways. You're going to come into a wonderful, harmonious balance where your spirit can be expressed, your highest good in all areas of your life. So today, while I wait for your calls, and like I said, you can call in at any time today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the divine feminine, and I'm going to talk about it in relation to Mary. Mary as in, yes, Mary as in the Virgin Mary, Divine Mother. Mary as in what we tend to think of as, unfortunately, and I don't really mean it that way. I mean, fortunately, too. I would just like her presence to be a little bit more spiritually understood. But we do kind of reference her more as a Catholic icon. And I feel that Mary, in her own right, is a perfect expression of grace and miracles in a very spiritual, intuitive, synchronistic grace. All of the wonderful things that the Divine Feminine speaks of, Mary is a perfect channel for that. I'm going to talk a little bit how I came to know Mary in my own life. It's an interesting story. I grew up actually in a Baptist church with a very religious family, and I didn't really know Mary at all through the church that I went to, only except for on the Christmas pageants, and even that, she really had no voice. And it was really through my own search, my own intuitive search, that I became aware of Mary, or I almost feel like she kind of came into my life. I certainly wasn't looking for her. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment. I do have a call. Like I said, I'm going to take calls throughout the hour. So I'm going to go ahead and just take this call from Maria. Maria, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Sherry. It's Maria.
How are you today?
Maria from Durham.
Oh, Maria from Durham. You know, it's a beautiful day here, isn't it, in North Carolina?
It's a beautiful day.
It is an absolute gorgeous day. Yeah. And what's on your mind today, Maria?
A lot is on my mind. This Uranus-Pluto square is coming up, and I'm really feeling it. I've been getting a lot of messages. I mean, I get mine from the human world about male rage and violence, hearing stories about it. This week, a woman I knew, I had met, she wasn't a good friend, she was a dear friend of a dear friend, was shot by her husband.
It
happened in Cameron Village. It was big local news.
Oh, right. I heard that. I'm very, very sorry. Wow.
Yeah. Kathy Bertrand was her
name. Yeah, right.
And I've been hearing just a lot independent of her, and without my sharing the story, I've been hearing from a lot of women about either men they don't feel safe with, and I've really been wondering what is going on here. I mean, I'm almost hearing this kind of prey, predator, kind of, I'm hearing a lot of fear in them and a lot of discomfort and this desire just to run.
Oh, I was just going to comment that it's interesting. It's kind of interesting that you're calling with that today because, you know, as part of what I wanted to talk about today, it's about the shift that we've been making with the onset of 2012 from kind of creating and being in this world through more of masculine energy of assertiveness, force, logic, reason, and we're moving into the feminine. We're moving into the, and we have been, you know, for this, it's never completely gone away, but it's becoming more of our collective consciousness now. And I'm going to look into it and see what my angels say about this. Let me just hear what they're saying about this particular time right now and whether what's going on with male female energy.
Okay.
All right. Well, what I'm hearing is that it's not only about male female individuals, it's about our own male within us, and it's about men, women as well as men, and that force of energy, and that because we're making this shift right now from the male to female, the predominant consciousness is kind of, it's leaking into the collective consciousness more and more. What I'm hearing from my angels is that our unfinished male energy, or our male energy that's not been fully developed and come into its fullness and wholeness, it's going to kind of abruptly, like you said, there's going to be unfortunately, it can explode the way it has been, and it can be aggressive and it can be assertive. But the more people kind of recognize within themselves that force and confront that and work with that through love, the more that's going to collectively help men, women in general. It's kind of one of those things where once it gets into the energy, it's going to affect everybody in a more positive way. So we can all, I guess, do something to help temper that. You know, it's kind of like whatever is unhealed, whatever is in need of being recognized and witnessed to, if it's not acknowledged, it does surface in a way that gets our attention. Yes. And that's often, unfortunately, in a painful way. It's great hearing from you, Maria. I would love to hear more from you. I got another call here I think I'm going to take. Was there any other question? Or
there was one small thing. I'm going to Kathy's memorial service, the woman who died.
Uh-huh.
This is something that would have appealed to her. I will see her loved ones. I'm curious if there's anything. Does she want to contact us? Does she want to say anything or pass anything on?
He went over to
about
right,
her death
right.
or.
All right. Well, let me just tap in and see. I'm not. You know, she went over in a violent way not long ago. I hope I can. I'm not sure I can reach her, but if I can, I can get my guides to speak and speak to her.
I've been feeling her.
Well, you know, she's in a lot of peace right now, you know, and I feel like she's really trying to bring temperance and love and, you know, kind of even forgiveness to her family. I mean, she's really evolved quite quickly, you know, that into a real place of light. She actually has a good sense of humor, too. And she would hope, she tells me that the memorial involves a certain amount of fun and a few drinks, she tells me, even for everybody. Like, let's make it.
Thank you so much, Sherry. That will mean so much to people.
Great
talk
with
you. Hear this. Thank you.
Okay,
you
take care.
Great talking to you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye bye. Okay, now we do have Melissa waiting. And Melissa, we're going to have to go to a break in just a moment, but don't hang up because I do want to get you on here. Like I said, we're going to go in a moment. Before we go, I just want to mention one more time that we are going to be talking more about Mary today. I think that was a really wonderful call from Maria because we're talking about the male and female in all of us and how the power of the divine feminine within us at this time with 2012, with the shift in energy, and how we can kind of harness that energy better for ourselves. I'm also going to want to talk a little bit again about my own introduction to Mary, which was in more of my own intuitive search and looking for purpose, looking for meaning in what was happening to me when I was younger. In my teens, I had somewhat of a real psychic explosion in my life, and I had no direction. I lived in Massachusetts in a small town, and I was really searching for a way to center and understand what was happening. And that is really when Mary came into my life. So we're going to get back to all of this. Again, our call-in number is 800-930-2819, and we're going to take a break right now.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ, as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Sherry Dillard, Intuit University. I want to just mention, too, my website is www.sherrydillard.com. We are talking about Mary today and the spiritual Mary. And we're taking calls, 800-930-2819. If you would like more to know more about Mary, I have a book published in March called The Miracle Worker's Handbook, Seven Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And you can check that out online in bookstores. And I believe we have Melissa from Santa Cruz on the line. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sherry.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for hanging in there. What's on your mind today?
So I just graduated from my undergrad, and right now I think I'm at a crossroads, and I'll be returning back to my hometown, and so I just think, you know, like many other graduates, I think I just don't know how long it's going to take for me to find employment and in what,
because
I think that's
I know. I tell you, I feel for graduates now. It's a tough market to. But
it
we're
really
not going to project
is.
That. We're not going to put that out there. All right, let me just tap in. What's your? Just tell me the month and the date of your birthday.
July 20th.
Oh, well, I'm July 22nd, so we're real close. Okay, let's see what we get here for Melissa with work. This is September. All right, well, I actually feel, you know, it's interesting. You know what I get for you is that you're going to actually have some really kind of varied options coming in for you. And I feel like you're going to be experiencing and working in a couple or maybe even more than two. But I see a series of different jobs for you in kind of very different types of work or ways of being. And that is actually really positive because I feel like you're going to need those experiences in order to really kind of get a sense of really what you want to be doing longer term, full time. So I keep hearing for you to go with the flow and also not to get too serious right now because some of the work I see coming in for you, let's see, this is September. Geez, you know, this could be coming in within a month even. I'm not getting, you know, a long wait period. And part of that is, you know, you have great creative energy. You know that? You have such a nice spirit where you can, you impress people very well. And I would definitely tell you to try to interview in person if possible and make a lot of contact person to person. Once people connect with you, they hear your voice, even if it can't be person to person or just phone, that's really preferable to you. For you, and I don't feel like you're going to struggle at all with this. I actually feel really positive. And again, the big thing you don't want to do right now is get stressed and say, okay, I need one job full time forever, because there's definitely, I almost feel like there's going to be so many different opportunities, up to three different areas you're going to be working in for 2000, you know, probably for a year from now to a year. So it looks good. You know, you are going to change a lot. You know that in your whole career, where you begin is not where, I mean, you're going to be like climbing a ladder. And I don't mean just in kind of like one career. I really feel like, you know, you've come in part into this life to really affect a lot of people, you know. You have a lot of charisma, and so part of the building going on right now is going to get you more and more used to dealing with different kinds of people in different areas. But go with it, because you're definitely being guided.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's good. Yeah. All right, my dear, you take care.
All right, thank you, Sherry.
All right,
have
thanks,
a great
Melissa.
One.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I'm going to take the next caller in just a moment. I'm just going to squeeze in here. Kind of another little kind of tidbit here about Mary, because I love talking about her. And part of the reason I love talking about her is because she's affected my life in so many ways. You know, the divine, you know, when I talk about the divine feminine and working more with that energy. And part of what I'm talking about is, you know, the way of the divine feminine is really through intuition and synchronicity. When you, you know, in Mary in her lifetime, it was a very patriarchal culture she was in. And she was given a message through her own intuition and her communication with angels as to what was coming into her life. And also a call into her spirit, into her divine path. And her acceptance of that and ability to listen within, you know, there wasn't a lot of support in the outer world for her. So she really, her paradigm really that she created is about that ability to be in the world, listening within and stepping into our highest good, into our divine calling in this life. And even, you know, with Melissa, there's that element too of being young, educated, and getting ready to step into her, you know, her purpose, her reason for being. And it's a wonderful adventure. And all right, I will take the next call right now. So, James, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
How's it up there in Ontario these days? Are you getting warmer up there now?
No, it's actually getting pretty cold. Winter's cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez. I wish you were down here. It's actually pretty nice here. So it's already getting cold, huh?
Yeah. I like that though. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in North Carolina, and you know, we love it when it's cool here, but cool to us is, you know, 60 or 70 degrees, so it's okay. A whole different reality. But what's on your mind today, James?
I actually have a lot of things on my mind. I think the most important thing is for you to channel my guides. I'm having some really deep struggles in my spiritual practice here. I should tell you that I've been spiritual for 2 years now, and I've come into a lot of realizations. And I'm really, like, fumbling on my future spiritual path. You may intuit a lot of deepness in that, but...
Right. Well, let me just hear what your guides are saying to you about you or your spiritual path or whatever they would like to say. All right. Well, you have two actually pretty strong guides. One in particular is, I feel, kind of leading your spiritual path at this point anyway. He tells me you're very focused. He really likes having you, he calls, as a student. He tells me that he wants you to make sure you include more fun, though, with this practice of yours. Because, and part of what he says he's been doing with you is kind of, I don't know, how would I say it? It's almost like trying to distract. Sometimes you get overly focused, and it's part of expanding the way that you would receive information. And that's something that he really kind of, well, I guess that would be part of the message right now, would be expanding your ability to receive your guides direct in a variety of ways. Don't expect it to come in the way you want it, he tells me. What he says is that you know, you're very strong, what I call mental intuitive, you know, and he tells me that one of the ways he's actually really working with you is more in the physical way right now by giving you more synchronicity and get outdoors more, look to nature right now for connection, communication. He doesn't want you to lose connection with the physical world, and he says that you have that tendency at times because you're a very old soul who really kind of in some ways didn't want to come back to this life, and so your natural inclination, even though it's unconscious, is to kind of I don't know, you know, you're not willingly detaching from it all, but really connect now with nature, with the earth. You might want to work with crystals. You might want to even entertain kind of more maybe, you know, shamanic practices, although I don't feel like that's really necessarily your path. But anything that will help you in that way, because yeah, he's playing with you, basically. Don't get too frustrated. They're still there. They're very devoted to you. They're working. It's just they decided they're going to have fun with you at this point. Break in a moment. Let me see if they're... Well, I don't think I have into it right now. James, if you want to hold on, we can do that. And when we come back, get back into this. Did you have a question or another area?
Actually, you were cutting up a lot of the time there. I think it may be some of your receptivity. Really? Another question.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll take one more and then move on. So I'm going to have to take a break now. When we come back again, online, 800-930-2819, ready to take your calls.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Gratitude asks Sacred Space, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude Journal, and our Bungee Bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard, Intuit University. I'm glad you're here listening, and I'm glad I'm here too. Again, you know, feel free to give me a call today. It's 800-930-2819, toll-free number. Any questions, concerns, anything you'd like to talk about, I'd like to talk about it with you. And we're talking about the Divine Feminine through Mary today. And I believe we may still have James on the line. I'm going to get to him in a moment. But before I do, let me talk about why. Why would Mary be important to you? Why the heck would that be? You know, it doesn't seem maybe, you know, necessarily pertinent to, you know, everything we're going through in our everyday lives, our busy lives, relationships and finances and career and all that. But I tell you, you know, Mary is throughout the world known for manifestation of miracles. She intercedes in all kinds of issues, whether it be health, finances, every area. Mary, all over the world, Mary has shown herself as being one of us, as being concerned with the here and now and with our manifestation. She's not necessarily an overly mystical sacred being. She's kind of humble in her own way and, you know, really working hard for us. One of the things I discovered as I was writing this book, The Miracle Workers Handbook, is that what Mary offers us is a new way of creating. And we've been creating through force, competitiveness, you know, hard work, which is always good. And then we kind of, you know, in the past decade or so have really focused on creating through our more mental energy, through visualization, law of attraction. And it's definitely been an ascension of our consciousness and the way that we are relating to ourselves and to the spirit and to our physical lives. And as I was talking about earlier, 2012 has ushered in even a higher level of vibration. And that higher level of vibration has to do with our spiritual energy. And in this new decade that we're in this new cycle, the flow of energy that we can create with is really spiritual energy. And Mary offers her, the seven levels of her life, offer a blueprint on the way that we can begin to co-create with this spiritual energy all of those things that we would like to be experiencing in our lives. You know, what we tend to do unconsciously is we create through the patterns that we have been living. You know, our past, what's happened to us, we tend to co-create it over and over and over. And we also even create based on our past lives. And we get into this loop, this pattern of being that limits us from being able to experience the new energy. We can feel stuck in kind of, you know, recreating the same thing over and over. I'm going to talk about how through Mary's energy we can receive that grace and bring that new energy in, and so that we can experience new experiences, new creations. But I do want to see if James is still here. I kind of put him on hold here. James, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you for waiting. We tried to get a better line during the break because I know you said we were cutting up, but I think you said that you had another concern that maybe I can help you with. What would that be?
There's a certain female spirit guide. She'll probably be aware of your presence now. She's close. Could you kind of intuit a message from her?
Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah, there were two. There was the man who was actually kind of, like I said, you know, playing with you a little bit and wanting you to kind of ground your energy a little bit, get out into the nature some. But let me just see what your female feminine guide is saying here. All right. Well, she's actually, you know, it's funny because, you know, we're talking male and female, and it's funny because you've got very male and very female. You know, he's like focused. This is what we're doing. And she is definitely more nurturing. She's very kind. You know, that's something I really like about her. And she's very kind to you and very gentle. And that, those are kind of the qualities that she's drawing out of you more. And the other thing I have to tell you, I get very strong with her with you is healing. Not only, you know, healing on your own deep levels, but your ability to heal. I have to tell you, James, I feel like working with her and kind of embracing this energy that she has, you're definitely going to be doing some healing work in the future. I mean, hands-on.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know exactly what guy that is. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Very significant. Yeah. And that's a, you know, that's a really good path for you to be taking too. You know, I feel like you've done that in past lives. Was there another feminine female guide too that you wanted me to connect with?
Yeah, there was a second one. Her name should start with M.
Yeah, because I was getting two of them. All right, let me just see what she says, and then let's see. We'll have to move
her
on.
Her name is
here.
Mud.
All right, let's just see what we get with her. All right, she is actually, you know what, she's actually a little younger. I almost feel like she's more childlike in some ways. She's definitely feminine, but it's a more childlike kind of innocence I feel with her. And I feel like, did you get enough play when you were a child? That's what she's saying. It's like you have to kind of like, that's what she's trying to do with you is make up for some of that, you know, like you didn't get enough or it's just kind of really helping you to open up that a little bit more and maybe catch up on some of just that innocence, that childlike innocence that I feel like you didn't really get the time to, you know, just rest in and have peace in, you know? Yeah, she's very good for you, too. But, you know, the predominant themes right now, and the funny thing is I feel like you're going to be healing children, too. And she's definitely, like, you know, just taking your hand and kind of, like, helping move that innocence back into your heart and open your heart. But, yeah, well, you know, you're very fortunate. You have really wonderful, loving guides that are here to help you. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. Stay warm.
Thank you.
You're looking at winter.
That was more than exceptional. I really love that. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Thank you, my dear. You take care.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, again, if you would like to talk, call for any reason, any questions, concerns, the toll-free number is 800-930-2819. And I'm going to continue now with talking a little bit again about Mary, the Divine Feminine. And before the call with James, I was talking about the new energy, new experiences that all of us are really needing to learn. You know, this is a powerful time that we chose to be on this world. It's a powerful time because of this new influx of energy. And with it, we can really kind of ascend into a new cycle. We can leave behind, you know, a lot of the, not just in this life, but a lot of the past life experiences we've had that has kept us in that hamster wheel almost of producing and experiencing less than what we really have come here to experience. So how we work with that energy with Mary is by receiving grace. And the grace that Mary offers us is beyond our sense of, you know, it's not about what we've learned. It's not about what schools we've been to. It's not about the socioeconomic backgrounds we've had. Accepting grace is beyond all of that. It's pure divine energy, and it's outside of the limitations of time and space and material laws. And how that works with the law of attraction, because what we have been working with in the last decade primarily has been the law of attraction. And it's been very successful for a lot of people. But a lot of people have also come to me and have felt that they have done all of the right things. They have visualized, they have said the right things, they've used affirmations, and still they're not creating and attracting what it is that they so much want to attract, and they're you know, kind of confused as to why it's basically not working for them. Part of the reason why that is despite, you know, what we create is our strongest energy. Despite what we may desire, if your strongest energy is actually what you have experienced in the past, then that's what gets created over and over. So when we come back, I'm going to continue to talk about how to use grace in the law of attraction so that we can create more quickly and we can be experiencing more of what it is that we really do want to experience. We can move past our blocks. We can, you know, kind of really live in the way that we have come here to live. So I am going to take a short break, and my website again is www.sherrydillard.com. Please check it out and sign up for my newsletter. I would love to hear from you and let you know what I'm up to from time to time. And we'll be back in a moment. And again, feel free to give me a call.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm back, Sherry Dillard, and we're going to talk a little bit again about grace, law of attraction, and how to make it work for you, how to work with your spiritual energy so that you can create more and more of what you would like. We do have a caller from Maryland, Mickey. We're going to take this call, and then we'll get right back into it. So, Mickey, are you there?
I'm here, Sherry.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
That's good. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind? I have a lot of things on my mind, but something I'd like to ask you about is my path. I've been developing mediumship over the last half year, and I seem to be developing like a channel or a transmedium kind of thing, and mm-hmm. I have these connections to energy and in beings in different parts of the universe, not on the earth.
Right. All right, well, let me just see what I get for your path with mediumship. All right, well, what I get very clearly is you've got a specific guide working with you. He's kind of cute. He's not tall. He's a little shorter. He's a little portly. And he's real, very dedicated. And one of the things he's telling me is that what you're wanting to do right now is not necessarily, it's kind of like he's wanting to help you to develop in a different way than, you know, let's put it this way. You have so much ability that the bigger issue problem would be, and it's not a problem, it just gets you off focus, is that you can access so much spiritual energy, you know? And so what happens is it all floods in, and so you get a little segment of this and you get a segment of that, and it's all real. It's all real, true connection, but it sometimes can feel a little bit like a ball of yarn that's all kind of like, you know, knotted up because it's all like just flowing in so quickly. So what he's helping you to do, he shows me, and he says it's part of it is about slowing the energy down for yourself a little bit because, like I said, it's coming in so fast. He wants you to work with more meditation and maybe even kind of the meditation where you would have a candle and you would just keep bringing your mind back to the flame or back to the breath. And that's what that's going to help you do. It's going to help you, it's going to train your energy to, instead of expanding and letting so much in, to focus and be more laser-like, you know? Like so you can really be more specific. It's like some of your practice right now at the beginning. The other thing I would really tell you to do is set aside specific time of the day every day, go into that kind of focused meditation, and then open to what comes in. And if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed with energy, like I get it, but there's so much, and I hear this, and I hear that, and I get this, go back to the focus. Just keep going back. Eventually what will happen is that will be natural for you, and then you can have more power in aligning and calling in what you want to receive as opposed to right now where it's all just kind of flowing in, you know? You know, you're a good example of someone that almost has so much ability that it gets lost in the translation because you know, it's hard to bring spiritual energy sometimes into the third dimension, you know, because we're so much more logic-based here, and the energy can, you know, the energy of spirit is just so expansive, you know. So yeah. Keep training yourself in that way, and it will feel more natural. Right now, it's not going to feel natural for you to do that, but keep it up because it's not going to be long, and you're going to have so much more ability to really kind of call in and interact in the way that it's going to be, you know, really, really powerful and positive for you. And not that it's not now, but you're going to be able to bring in information and guidance that's really needed, we'll put it that way, for on all levels. Okay. All right, my dear Mickey, I'm going to have to let you go. We're almost out of time. Nice talking to you, and thank you so much for calling. And please, you know, check in sometime. Let me know how it's going, too.
I will.
Okay? All right. You take care. All right. With the little time we have, I just want to mention a couple things again. I wanted to talk again about how to use the law of attraction and grace. And the way to do that is you have to connect with your spirit as the most powerful part of yourself. And the way that you do that is you become aware that you are not who you appear to be. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. I mean, you experience all those things as real, but that's really not you. Who you are is an eternal spirit, eternal, never really, you know, forever and ever you will be in this most powerful divine energy as your pure real self. That is your essence. The more that you become aware of that part of yourself through your everyday experiences, bringing kind of in some ways what I was talking to Mickey about, and that would be keep bringing the focus back into your spirit. Whatever confronts you in life, whatever the appearance may be coming at you from the outside world. And as you do that, you're going to be able more and more to recognize that there is nothing in the world that can stand in your way because you are pure energy. In the book, I have a few exercises that are very helpful to kind of embody and to really actualize some of these messages, you know, some of the things that we're talking about right now. And let me just go through a couple points which will help you to master the sense of your spirit as your being. And again, you know, I haven't mentioned this, but this is the first level of power and manifestation, is recognizing your own virginity, because your virginity is your spiritual virginity. It's that part of yourself that's never been touched by the outside world. No matter what has happened to you, no matter what the world is throwing your way, there's a part of you that is untouched, that's pure, and that's your divine eternal self. And let me just say a short little prayer to Mary that will help you, hopefully, to kind of draw in more of her grace, more of this pure divine spiritual energy into your own life. Divine Mother, open my heart and allow your love to shine forth. Illuminate my spirit so that my true inner self emerges. Strengthen my spiritual identity so that I may know and rest in the inner source of all life, wisdom, and love. Draw close so that I can hear and feel your presence within. I ask you to just try it. I ask you to just consider using the energy of Mary in your spiritual practice, opening yourself, and just, you know, giving it a try. Test her a little bit even. She is a wonderful manifester. She has created many miracles in my life and in the lives of my clients. She's created miracles all over the globe. And she can for you too. And it begins with opening yourself to your own divine presence and just breathing and calling her in. I enjoyed the show today. Next week, I'm going to have Jennifer Shelton here, who's an astrologer and a blogger of the blog Femme Central. We're going to be talking some about the nodes, about your North Node specifically. And I am not an astrologer, but she's going to let us kind of understand and know more about what that means. We're going to have more call-ins for astrology and for intuitive messages from me. So please tune in next week. My website, www.sherrydiller.com. The book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, 7 Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And thank you so much today for listening.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.